from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president. There's going to be pain involved. I told them these cuts will hurt our economy. They'll cost us jobs. And to set it right, both sides need to be willing to compromise.
All about money, 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 money. And speaking of money, it's a welcome to the program. It is Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific time in out here on the West Coast, and we're back at it again.
I'm sorry, I don't have any money.
Me neither. That's why. Anyways, I'm Robin, that's Cliff, and you are out there, and you can be in here by joining us today at 646-721-9887. If you're listening to us on the archives, again, thank you for checking us out, and you can always send us an email to participate, talk@krbnradio.com.
Definitely, definitely. You know, I'm tired of you listening on the archives and not doing anything about it. You got to send us an email, some sort. You know, tell us, I listened on the archives, you suck, or something, anything. Just let us know you're there.
That's right. And by the way, all those people overseas that want to give us large sums of money, if you will send us the check first, then we'll respond to your email.
That's true. That's true. You can make the check out just about anybody. We'll be able to cash it.
But anyway, go ahead, Cliff.
Or send cash. We'll accept cash. You know, nobody will care.
Yeah. Cash, check, or money order.
Probably only send it only the first time, because the second time somebody will probably get smart and realize you're sending cash in the mail, and not it may not get here. But until then.
Yeah, send your donation to P.O. Box. Anyways, we have a lot to talk about today and a lot going on in our country, actually. The sequester started at midnight last night, how it affects the nation and locally. And we want to touch on just briefly about what you think about what happened with the Oscars, with Michelle Obama tuning in or sending her message recorded from the White House, and what Iran did with her dress, and how you felt about that. You felt that was a little bit insulting or not? Where I'm thinking of that is, what if we did that to another leader's wife? How they would take it?
Well, I'm sorry. I just, you know, I'm. Everybody's gonna hate me, but I think she's an insult. I think she looked like a prostitute there. She looks like a whore when she's dressed the way she's dressed. She's not dressed like a person of her stature, of her being. She's not dressed like a leader. She's dressed like a, well, I said it once. I'm not going to say it again.
The views and opinion expressed by some hosts in this program do not represent.
That's probably true. But I think that dress, I mean, I like it better the way Iran did it.
Yeah, even though it was poorly photoshopped. But speaking of poorly photoshopped, I'm going to talk about cookies real quick, and then we'll dive right into it.
Meow.
Dancing dog cookies. Dancing dog cookies, by the way, are available online at dancingdogcookies.com and available at select stores in Lane County in Oregon.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him, because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog Cookies, because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
handmade individually by Tom and Kathy and Eugene, and they're really kind of cool looking. Checking them out, dancingdollcookies.com, and you can order them on page.
I know you can't see it, but it's really very exciting. I'm doing a dog dance right now as we stand.
He is.
Yep, I'm doing a dog dance. It's exciting too. It's great.
And I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
I
don't even know what a dog dance would be.
And in fact, we even scared off our one listener so far. That was, which, by the way, if anybody wants to come in and join us in the chat room, you can do so right now at blogtalkradio.com/KRBN. The chat room is open. And,
or if you'd like to join us right on here, talking to us in real life, voice and words and everything, 646-721-9887 is the telephone number, 646-721-9887.
And you can also listen to us live while you're doing that, too. And if you decide that you do want to join the conversation, just push 1 on your touch-tone phone, because we don't do rotary, and it'll come up on my board, and I'll say, welcome to the program, area code so-and-so, and you can express your opinion as well.
That's a thought. What about all those people with rotary phones?
They need to upgrade into the 21st century, I'm sorry.
Are there any people with rotary phones out there? I don't know. It's been so long since I saw a rotary phone.
That's right. The generation nowadays have never heard.
Neither have I.
It's from a rotary phone.
Oh.
They also never heard.
There's a whole big thing coming back with the LP, the 12-inch LP and the 7-inch records. There's a whole big resurge of people wanting to go back to the vinyl days.
Well, actually, there's also a thing, too, where you can get an actual telephone headset for your cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. I mean,
it's kind of a mute point, but
I mean, I thought there were lots of cell phone headsets.
Well, these are actually like a regular touch tone, regular desktop telephone, but it's just a headset plugs into your cell phone.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want to walk around with one of those, but they kind of. Anyway, the sequester has happened, and of course, people are panicking all over the place, and Obama, of course, is blaming the Republicans. Blaming everybody else, saying, well, I tried to do this, but they just didn't want to listen to me, and I'm not a dictator, and I can't tell them what to do. If they want to leave, they can leave and not deal with it.
And, I think you very much would like to be a dictator.
Yeah, very much so. And also claiming that, again, saying that the rich needs to pay more or their share. But the thing that's interesting, what in Lane County here, in Eugene area, Eugene Springfield, a trick that the city and county has done for a long time, and most of us have already kind of gotten used to it, except for a lot of newer people in the area, is whenever they want more money, they know that the voters in Lane County are going to vote no. And in fact, they pretty much know that all they put this out there, they're going to vote no. So what they do, a little trick they do, is that they threaten, or they actually do cut back in police, fire, and other services. Well, that's exactly what's happening with the sequester, is they're approaching it so that it affects the citizen directly. Like, for example, nationwide, well, I asked the question, they're releasing thousands of illegal aliens that are in prison. Why? Because a lot of people they feel very strong about illegal immigration, so it impacts them. Of course, Sheriff Joe Arpaio is saying, hey, we got room over here, you know, won't even charge you. We got Tent City and pink underwear.
Well, I personally think we should let them go. I think we should let them redo their thing. We can't keep them out any more than we are right now. I think we've got our borders protected well enough that we keep the numbers down. But there's so many. I mean, it's so obvious that we should work this from a different direction. It shouldn't be putting people in jail or holding them or anything else. I mean, we should be making our laws that we have in effect work, so there's no incentive to come here. I mean, it's, if we do it right, there won't be any incentive to. I mean, you won't be able to make such big money that you can take it back. Right. I mean, we pay so much. Okay, we were talking about the amount that you may get per month is so much more than is anywhere else in the world that it's worthwhile to stay here and to work here. But it shouldn't be that much of a disparity between our country and other countries, because you know all that does is drive up the cost of everything we buy, and you raise the minimum wage, and then you have to raise the price of the product that you make to take care of the price of the minimum wage. It's just a big surge in nothing that we get out of this thing. And if we just bring the minimum wage down and keep that down and sort of equalize what's going on in the rest of the world and join what the rest of the world is doing and think about what the rest of the world is doing, that's what we should be doing now instead of. I really think that we should bring all of it. It's going to come down anyway. It's going to collapse on us, and it's going to come down. So we're going to be there anyway, sooner or later. But and I'm afraid I'm a doomsdayer because I think the whole thing is going to collapse on us, and not too long from now either.
Well, I think that the whole point of this sequester, what it's trying to do is. It's trying to make us show that because they're cutting what about $1 trillion in debt.
Well, that's overall 1.2 trillion. Yeah,
right.
That's in 10 years.
Exactly, and so the budget cuts they're trying to do. So, like I say, there's so much money they could cut just right off the top of my head is how much money we give away overseas to countries that don't even appreciate us.
Of course, now you understand that this is a sequester. There are certain amounts that are cut, and there are certain amounts that have to be cut. In other words, we can only cut so much of how much we spend overseas, and have it count. We have to have cuts in every department, not just the overseas departments. So we cut teachers, we cut schools, we cut everything.
Right. Yeah, but what about some of the we would consider waste, for example?
Well, it's a cut. Whether it's a waste cut or it's a cut, we only so much of it can be blamed on the sequester.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is like for example, you know, cutting the military. Yeah, you could say you can cut the military budget completely out. I mean, hopefully they don't, but you could say that. But when you look at say yours and my life, we won't notice it.
Oh, but see, that's what, oh boy, are you wrong there. We will definitely notice it, because if you cut out the 600 million people that are employed with that, and then you have 600 million people with no income, 600 million people are not buying things, 600 million people are not going to the store and spending their money in that store is going to fail. I mean, you can't do this just all in big lumps like that. You can't do that and say that we're not going to feel it. We'll feel it, believe me.
Oh, no, you make an excellent point in that regard. But what I'm saying is that, you know, as far as, except for, you know, like you say, a lot of people are unemployed, just by cutting the amount of money in the background, per se, doesn't really directly affect you and I, but the cuts they're making now does. Like for example, on one list here that I have locally in Lane County, it's public health is gonna suffer. The schools, of course, there are always schools suffer from everything. One of the districts is looking up to it says the 4J school district is looking at $1 million, mostly in Title I funding, and that impacts more than half of its schools in the district, just as an example. The Oregon law enforcement would lose about $155,000 in justice assistance grants, and some other programs are going to be cut, including, you know, local police and fire.
That's true. They're going to do that, but they're going to do it all across the board. You know, you're saying several things. In Oregon, for example, the teachers in the schools are going to get a $10.2 million cut for primary secondary education. Now, that's going to put about 140 teachers' jobs at risk. Well, that's you say 140 teachers, wow. But that's 140 teachers out of 13,000 teachers. Just in Oregon alone, 13,000 teachers, and we're going to put 140 jobs at risk. Now, they didn't say they're going to cut 140 jobs. They're going to put them at risk. Now, that's including aides, teachers' aides. And so I understand that we've got jobs, the schools specifically, we've got things cut as far, but everybody thinks about as far as they can go. But I'm sure they're not, and I'm sure we can find a place to, out of 13,000 jobs, cut 140 jobs in Oregon, and that's just in Oregon.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines here real quick. We got William on the line. William, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm enjoying the show. You have a lot of good things. I do feel that the current topic that you just talked about is basically just a social distraction, is in place to be a social distraction. The whole thing is a farce, and it's going to be just as much as a disappointment as abomination care, health care, as in a couple banker bailouts, as in he's not qualified to serve as president. And I mean, it's a joke in itself. The $1.2 trillion, it's far and above that. I mean, we all know that it's kind of popular and social on YouTube and the blog arena to say that it's way higher. It really, really is way higher. And so much so that if it was just 1.2 trillion, which is about 20 times in excess of what we're used to, they really wouldn't be going for the guns.
Oh, I agree. You hit the nail right on the head. It's exactly a distraction. That's why they're like we were just saying, is that they want to do it so that it hurts the citizens, so they can come out and say, like Obama said in the in a news speech this morning, that these people have got to dilly up more taxes, otherwise we're not going to be able to pay, and that's what they've been trying to do for a long time. You know. Have millionaires, billionaires, whatever, pay more their fair share or whatever.
Yeah, it's in school. I was in college with him. He was Barry Satoro back then. He didn't start changing his name until 1982. I mean, we have a class photo that clearly shows me, him, and Andrew Bishaga and Regina Dugan, former head of DARPA, in the same classroom. And, you know, he never disclosed that, you know, he's not qualified to be president. Yeah,
he is not qualified. I agree with you. He is not qualified to be president, and I don't believe he is president.
He is actually
there simply because a bunch of people decided, okay, here's a way we can find to have our say. So we can do what we want to do. If we put him in as president and make him a stooge, more or less, that's what they're going to do, and that's what they're doing. And unfortunately, it's very unfortunate because we're actually, you know, I believe a lot of people understand that, and they're laughing at him, and it's really too bad because it's, in a way, it's not his fault, but in a way, it is his fault.
It is his fault. He went for this, and he knowingly, he's the type of person to destroy the family car so he doesn't have to put oil in it. That is his personality. He is not qualified. He does not know how to do things. He doesn't. He always lets other people do that for him. And, we don't have a president presiding over the military, and we don't have a president presiding over national security matters. And even when I fill out an application in this jobless society, I have to put down, have you ever had a name change in your life, whether legal or not, for security reasons? And in class, I mean, and people wouldn't believe what agency he's been with a majority of his life, just as I have. I was brought into CIA through my father, through Lockheed Skunk Works, through Honeywell, and have worked agency a majority of my life. You know, all these disasters that are taking place, a lot of the agency had done. I wrote about Fukushima 4 years before it happened because I because we knew about it. You know, he even titled it Japan Earthquake 2011 because we knew what was transpiring. I did a couple forward trips.
Again, and I think he's being used to the maximum, and what we're, you know, I think that's indicative of the Senate, not doing anything. They're just closed down. They're not open for anything. You can't put a bill through there. You can't. They won't start a bill. The House can start something, and they won't let it go through.
You can put a bill through at 3 a.m. as long as it doesn't list, as long as it pertains to NSA not being liable to any law without NSA being specifically listed as being liable. And typically that can be done at 3 a.m. when all the congressmen went home and everybody's asleep. But exactly,
yeah,
you're right.
The president's not going to sign it. It's not going to accomplish anything.
Well, he did.
He did?
Yeah, George Bush signed that quite a few years ago. They signed it in the law that the NSA is not liable to any law written unless the NSA is specifically listed as being liable to that law. Treason. Lawless. Treason. You can look it up.
Okay. I'm not following that one, so I don't know. But it's just absurd because I'm at the point at this time because I think I am really absolutely furious that the general populace that put him back in office. I think they're sitting on the desk and doing nothing, and I am just furious about that. But
Amen.
Since we're there, I'm just kind of sitting back and letting him flounder in his own juices until we get through with this crap and to perhaps do something about it.
Yeah, get him out. He's just residing in the White House. I mean, token figurehead is correct, and he's going to, of course, pull the standard not liable because he's not really president, and then he's going to implement the dictatorship of third plus term on. It's people just are not abomination healthcare is going to be Kool-Aid. With some stuff in it.
Okay, just out of curiosity, what do you see happening when he's who are we going to put in office next?
Well, he ruined it for everyone. So guess what? There isn't going to be any. My friend Andrew Bishago is running for president 2016, possibly with Laura Eisenhower, great granddaughter of President Eisenhower. That would be a good thing. We're coming forward with a lot of industry toys of various things off discussion, teleporters and stuff that the general public hasn't gotten to use. But aside from that, people don't have to wait long. March 27th, get ready. There's going to be a lot of nationality selective troops that are going to be in geographically selective areas, typically around Denver International Airport or anything above an underground city, a couple of places in Oregon, Maryland area, those kind of things. So you won't have to wait long.
Well, we haven't got long to wait. I mean, there isn't, you know, something's going to have to happen soon, whether it's good, bad, or different.
Let me jump in here for a second and ask you a question, William. Mm-hmm. Last week on the show, we were talking about the cyber attacks from China and how the Obama administration decided that it didn't want to do any sanctions. However, they are thinking about having more controls on the Internet internally here. And I was making speculation that it sounds like the same excuse that got us the TSA. What do you think about that?
You are spot on. And that is why I'm listening to your show. You are very much spot on. That those viruses and those cyber attacks are actually loaned or given by the agency, CIA. And you wouldn't believe it, and you wouldn't think that the technology or the software program would exist, but that was actually started in 97, and a little bit beforehand. and was actually implemented around year 2000. And that's actually an old virus. That's an old, just old software program. And just the same agency alone used it on Fukushima and loaned it to Russia and tried to launder it and blame it on Russia when that was an agency thing. I mean, you can understand why I wrote about, entitled it Japan Earthquake 2011 and wrote it in 2007 and talked about the reactors blowing up and what the paper said. It would be very suggestive to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
go ahead.
You know,
I was just going to say, it's just too bad that we have to look at our government doing things towards its citizens, but unfortunately, we complain a lot about our government being corrupted, but we don't do anything about it. But, you know, we can't trust our government. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the biggest. I'm just real upset because we sit on our, we yell and scream and holler, but we all sit on our dead ass and do nothing.
Yeah, it's just common sense. Very first thing, one and only thing, is you do not trust your government, and do not allow them to do anything in your life. Government is not facilitated or qualified to do anything, whether positively intended or not, to affect anything in people's lives. Government gets to sit back, regulate, and take orders, and that's it. That's all they are qualified to do. They are not qualified to think on their own, period.
That's true. That's becoming more and more obvious as we go along.
Yeah, I mean, some of these people that voted for Satoru, especially after banker bailouts, you know, I honestly, truly feel, and I don't say this to be vindictive or mean, but they aren't qualified to operate a motor vehicle.
Yeah.
In fact, should be tested on the golf course with the golf club, honestly.
Well, and the sad thing about it is, as we saw during this election was a joke. I mean, we've had Donald Trump and others get in there and, you know, basically put the bait out and watch the people go around them like a bunch of little fish and just laugh at them. And they just fall, and the voters just go, well, I want the free health care, or I want my free Obama phone or whatever, and they just vote them back in.
God. That whole fictitious media fraudulent, like they're trying to promo like a competitive thing between Romney. And like, first of all, they're both not qualified. They both need to be hung for treason, or at least, you know, in some cases, by some people's point of view, at least a hemp rope made, or a rope made out of hemp and hung from a, you know, hung for treason. And it was just a complete farce. I mean, I voted for myself. I wouldn't do the electronic ballot. I crossed out all the names and wrote my own name in for president, you know, for president of the United States. I was actually the only one qualified, you know, except for Roseanne Barr and Ron Paul.
Yeah, and it's no wonder why, to the rest of the world, we're a laughingstock.
Yeah, it's we're also very technologically advanced, but only tech, not socially. You know, Europe has always been way farther ahead socially. And after about the 90s, we started to emerge and catch up. But technologically, with Tesla technology and everything, we've been far and above ahead. And, you know, it's not the show for it, but I have experience with the DOD, Navy, and CIA a majority of my life. And it's just things that are far and above the family SUV and $5 a gallon.
Exactly. That's the other thing that worries me too about the, like in Oregon here, we're having a, they've already went through the testing of the per mile gas tax with the GPS in the car, and they're saying it, you know, track you, but it knows where you're, what roads you're going on. And
agency, when North Star or the you know, the communication thing for the GM cars,
OnStar,
thank you. They've been able to control vehicles to break the left side, to turn the wheel, or mostly do braking and stuff since 2002. And they've actually executed a few people in that, assassinated a few people in that fashion, where they had OnStar, they had a GM-equipped car, and the car would just suddenly brake to the right, and they would go off a cliff, or they would be severely injured. And that's been actually done since around 2002. And
I'm not surprised, because if you try to get any information on just on the car computer itself, it's highly guarded.
Oh, it's highly guarded because it's highly agency, my friend.
It's interesting that we aren't doing any good involvement with the actual operation part of the car. We're only doing electronics and I don't know, the games part more than anything else. It's not anything. We're not doing anything logical to the cars anymore. We've got them done, and we're just not getting them anywhere at all. You say we're technologically ahead of everybody. I'm not sure we are, and I'm not sure we're.
My computer actually, I don't ever have to charge it up or plug it in my laptop. It's an over-unity device. Think about pod technology. It's a receiver. The Earth is a motor generator.
You're going to have to repeat that because you kind of cut out there.
I have a rod technology in my laptop to where I don't have to plug it in or charge it up. It's just self-charging. You know, you use the rod technology to turn a motor, to turn a generator. You know, rod technology will not operate a PC, but it will run a light bulb and a motor really well, and does about two-thirds of what traditional electricity does.
Mm-hmm.
All mine are is just a ceramic tungsten tantalum. They're two rods, 4 millimeter thick, 88 millimeters long, indicative of a gravity wave as a receiver, and is a free energy device, just as the Earth is a motor generator. Runs electric cars great. There's no need for gasoline. There's no need for any of that crap. And the people are still being frauded and cheated.
Exactly.
On the spoken word.
I've seen very efficient motors that are designed just as magnets, rare earth magnets only, that are pretty much self-sustaining.
Yes. Actually, a good example is doing a computer fan motor and just putting a few diodes on it and putting a couple magnets asymmetrical, and that's it.
Yeah.
Over unity. Or actually, it's actually a good example of what over unity is. It's a hidden magnetic energy, but it's a good example. It's not a truly over unity device. You know, over unity devices inductively draw a free electron inherently, and blah, blah, blah. Which is why the electric companies go nuts. You know, we get a good example when round vehicles fly over power poles. And they're on a free electron. That's why the electricity goes unreported in the 70s and 80s. We got round vehicles to tone that down and produce another effect and not do that. And that is also why they got rid of 800 megahertz transmitting TV and went straight to cable, one of the reasons for one of the departments and companies.
And like you're saying about technology, too, about what's available, like Rick was saying, it's not so much what you see in technology, it's what you don't see is what is the thing to be scared about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll give the listeners a hint. Is nowhere on Earth are you going to teleport over 1.25 seconds. Time is indistinguishable from distance.
Mm-hmm.
And teleportation has been around for over 40 years. Tesla was doing it back in the 30s as a magic trick. He was teleporting off stage. Is Tesla technology is a long wave, and people just will not buy it until they insist that the U.S. government discloses and provides a better form of transportation for the people, which is why they're phasing out airliners or airlines.
Well, and the thing is, so much of it depends on we depend on the federal government. We depend on that they can control things and they can tell us when things are legitimate and when they're not. And if they don't tell us that, then we don't believe it. And it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because we get people in there who don't know.
No, and they need to be told. And that's primarily a lot of what myself and a lot of other people are about is why do they phase out nuclear missiles? ICBMs, because you don't need them. I mean, that's why the ICBM nuclear missile issue is pretty much out the window, is because, you know, why send a 40-minute missile when you can send a 1-second nuke, you know, teleport? And that's the revamp of an actual real scare and a real fear back in the 1980s with Russia, and that was a real issue. That those were real events, and they weren't contrived. But later on, completely contrived and kept alive. That's why we give nuclear missile technology to China, and that's why we help them and help them in their missile designs and whatnot.
I thought they'd invented it.
Well, anyway, yeah. This, as much as we're relying on computers, all you have to do is just send a powerful EMP and, you know, done, over with.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of flash drives, actually. I hardened, you know, has foil around it, and, you know, is EM hardened to 5 terawatts at 1 meter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, if the heat didn't get to it, you know, literally a nuclear blast, a 1 megaton could be a quarter mile away, and it wouldn't affect the electronics if it didn't melt. You know, but that's just me.
Back to the sequester. Do you, any prediction of what's going to become of all this?
March 27th. That's mm-hmm. what I'll say. You'll see a lot of very specific nationality, a lot of different nationality groups of uniforms being attempting to walk around in geographical different areas. And March 27th will be more in the California area. It's going to be a collage at first, and March 27th will be the actual ceremonial day of very specific nationalities groups. If you know what I mean? It means a lot to them.
Well, and if the country does kind of fall, you know, like with all the police and fire, whatever being withdrawn, it is in FEMA's powers to suspend the Constitution. Not that that means anything anymore, seems like.
No. The Second Amendment is absolutely beautiful and should be unmolested. I would like to say to the listeners, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Very, very important people that support the Second Amendment, please go out and buy ammunition. Buy specifically, but purchase mercuryless primers. Do not get ammunition that uses mercury as the shock explosive. Mercury will oscillate in primers and discharge in the presence of a gravity generator. Gravity generators are inherent in round vehicle technology and teleporters and governmental military supplied agency departments or factions, military outfits. Guns will be useless for what's coming, and that phrase has been touted by the government and by presidents. Ammunition will be useless because ammunition will have already discharged. If you understand what I'm saying, go out and purchase mercuryless primers for ammunition. The reason why they want to get rid of 22 ammunition is because 22 ammunition rimfire primers cartridges do not use mercury, and they do not oscillate in that field, which is why they are desperate to get rid of that low caliber ammunition. Uh-huh. If you're all hearing me.
Of course, the thing, what can a 22 do? I mean,
we used to put 1.5 times the out in it, and that would actually silence it, throw it over and make it stronger. 22s can kill. You have to use them correctly or more effectively. They want to get rid of the 22. Yeah, and why would the government be so much more worried about 22 ammunition above everything else? Why would they be concerned? Because it doesn't discharge in the presence of a gravity generator.
Right. And fired rapid fire can do a lot of damage if it's focused in one area.
Yeah, yeah, and can deter or impede. One thing is that we were never allowed to, you know, we would never have ammunition on us when we teleported for DOD, Navy, or CIA. It would discharge the ammunition, and guns were, you know, they were either enclosed in copper foil for some things. There was a technique of doing it that would allow it to go into the form of a wave and teleport without discharging. But ironically, lighters, one out of 50 lighters, Bic lighters, would pop in teleporting long distance. But that was rare. Yeah.
That's all interesting science. And like I could say, as you're saying, March 7th is. I'll bet you what's going to happen, though, that the government's going to give in. They're going to probably go ahead and raise the ceiling dead again and just be all the same rigmarole. And like one talk show host said, is that what Obama needs to do, he needs to get off his airplane, you know, and get back to work get to work and start focusing on the real issues.
Well, Obama, yeah. I don't believe he even knows the real issues.
No, he's a celebrity.
He does. Actually, we have a family. I have a class photo at College of the Siskiyous in 1980 where I'm in the photo at 13. Satoru's in the photo, Regina Dugan and Andrew Bishago. And Satoru was very much agency. He's just an ass and an idiot.
But, you know, I don't want to briefly on that, and I don't want to stay on the birther thingy, but if...
Well, it's not a birther issue. I mean, I'll say he was born in Iowa. I don't care. The fact is, he didn't disclose a name change when he signed up for that job for security reasons.
Well, the whole thing is like you were saying earlier, is that you and I go apply for a job. We got to prove we have the right to work in the United States, but anybody in public office does not have to. And then you're talking about the presidency not having to prove it.
He very much has to.
Say again?
He very much has to. He people just slacked off, and the White House ignored it, and everything just kind of muddled away in a very dangerous
Again,
way.
Again, goes back to the fact that the American public is sitting on their butt and not doing anything. They're not even thinking about it. They just let everything happen. I mean, they've decided that the federal government can do no wrong, and the couldn't be any further from the right truth than they are.
Well, I'll give people a hint that the White House was being very honorable, is that to a large degree was that they refused to protect the President of the United States. In fact, that's why Satoru was so open publicly, like, you know, on Twitter and stuff. And, you know, I want people to give me advice, because he was known. In fact, that if you walked up the White House, knocked on the door and asked to come in, they would let you in. They would not protect him. It may not be the case now, but in 2010, 11, and 12, they weren't protecting him, and they couldn't give a rat's ass if he walked up to him. That's not a joke. That was actually trial tested by a few people, and they were starting to see a difference. They were starting to see some strong indication that was true. The key wording is why they didn't answer the public. The key wording was, you know, I'll say that he was born in Iowa. I don't care. The fact is that he's had a name change once in his life, at least, and didn't publicly disclose it. That disqualifies him from serving or presiding over the military. And that fully disqualifies him. And that is what they will run from. In fact, I have a petition out which people are really trying to downplay. You know, if it doesn't matter, then sign it. It's funny in itself, but sign it. And people are really running from it, and they really are. Very much says for the Abomination administration to disclose whether the person, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack H. Obama, has ever had a name change once in his life, and to disclose it to the public. And it is actually the only petition that I've ever done where they specifically did not assign a short URL for. In fact, they deleted the very first petition I did. which was very, I mean, they certainly put more thought into it than most people. And people are like, hey, I click the link and nothing happens. What do you know?
That gets back to the internet TSA that they're proposing.
Yes, it does. They more than likely will implement it. In fact, because I've been so vocal, they've actually removed the gravity generator equipped technology out of TSA, out of the airports, because those devices actually detect things on the presence of the element or an element. All isotopes have their own specific frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally see a flake of gold in 20 tons of granite and locate it and find it. And if you tune it to it, you can increase that gold into a higher energy state and remove it masslessly through the material and do mining on a superior level that would rival, you know, a lot of things. And the government's done that, a little bit of that before too, but stopped, actually, surprisingly.
Well, and you think that with the technology that they have, of course, then again, who knows? The TSA could be an experiment, like you're saying, testing the equipment. Yeah, how it responds on people. And
it's a lower end.
Yeah, and the stories that you hear, I talked to a person that, and not to put anything against, well, it's probably politically correct, where a Muslim lady went through the airport and she was in full garb and they just passed her through without questioning. And the guy I talked to, he was wearing sunglasses, and he got stopped and told to remove his sunglasses.
Yeah, they're hiding behind the random stop people dialogue, where they just saying that they're randomly selecting people, but there is no concern of that. It's agency has spent a lot of time, a lot of money to try to get the Middle East to act up. And to terrorize, and that's just been historically our job, kind of. And that's what I've participated in a little bit. I've worked with that guy. You know, he's the honest, the first woman. And, you know, he's a company person. He's overseas and it's scary. He serves as a kind of a interpreter. And, you know, it's just somebody that I knew and, worked with. Didn't really work with. I mean, met and worked with a little bit. It was very minimal and very, very short term. But he was prepping in 97, 90, or 98, 99 to go overseas and was worried. You know, it's, they had him over there around 1999, 2000, and he was really nervous about it, and he's Jewish too. He is.
Well, I'll tell you, getting back to this business with the pat downs and the things at the airports, I think that's all absurd. I think it should be just totally abolished. I don't think it's accomplishing anything. I don't think we're doing it well enough to know what we're getting. And we're doing so many other things that are not legitimate, whether they're legal or not. We're not keeping anybody off the airplanes that are really we really should worry about. I just think it's all absurd.
Yeah, and it is absurd. It's it's basically the physical form of active denial of service type thing, and it's. You know, in a good way, it's whittling out the airliners, getting rid of the airlines for a better form of transportation. And, people will, a lot of good things. And it all boils down to people remembering to petition recognition that the NSA is operating lawlessly. That needs to be listed in every law written from this point forward. Also need to get the current pretend acting president out of office, out of the White House, actually. The country does not have a president presiding over the military. That is actually something that we do not have. There is currently not a president in office. people need to realize that and to understand that. They are hiding behind that he can't be blamed because he's not president. So he cannot be blamed. And that is also what he's hiding behind.
Well, I don't think he has to hide behind anything. Just go home.
Yeah, well, no, he's trespassing like no other. He's treasoning on the Constitution. He's trespassing on the Constitution. He is violating people's basic rights and is going to destroy. There isn't going to be a president after 2012.
Well, and that gets back to what I said many times on the program, why we should borrow a little bit from Parliament and have a vote of no confidence, because unfortunately, once they get into office, it seems like they can do anything they want to, because it takes an act of God and then some to get them out.
Yeah, I told them it'll be incredibly hard to remove them. And
unfortunately, at this point, we've had our chance. We've had the possibility and the opportunity to remove them. We didn't do it.
That's what I said. Yeah, I've told the public that, and I told them before they voted them in the first time. I said, it is the dumbest thing in the world. And on a social basis, and some people will try to pull the race card on this, but why were so many female Hispanics all so excited about them? Everyone has always tried to convince me that blacks and Hispanics hate each other. I don't go for that. But nonetheless, a lot of female Hispanics were just oh so excited about him because they knew what he was going to do. And that was going to stomp on all the people who are U.S. citizens and bring in a completely open bordered thing. And that's what they were excited about. They all knew that he was going to trespass on the U.S. citizens' rights. And
In the same token, why aren't people upset about, like, Nancy Pelosi saying that, like Obamacare, you have to pass the bill to know what's in it? Or
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. Just common sense right there. It's like, no, vote no on it. It's ridiculous that anybody would vote on it, and those congressmen should be held for treason immediately. A dereliction of duty. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, seriously, they needed to be arrested a year ago. And anybody to just go for that in itself must be arrested on the spot and removed. That in itself is just completely insane. And that was even preempted in 2007 and 2008 as the predecessor of what was to come. And how many congressmen did vote on that? Who voted on it? I mean, let's get some names and let's hold people accountable, and let's remove them, service 30 days until a replacement can be found, and go from there and do it individually and do it on an individual basis. Those congressmen have rights, but those congressmen that voted for that are also treasonous.
Well, I agree, and the idea of was like 2,400 pages of some god-awful amount and everything that's involved in it. There was even in the original draft about mentioning about implants being required if you're in the hospital.
I have seven implants, and they're grown. They're alien technology, and it basically grows like a pearl, like from it's a device. It's a living wave. All matter is a living wave, or is a over unity device, not living, but is a living wave. And they just use electrolytic metals in the body and grow like a pearl. And they're typically comprised of 10 odd numbered elements and 3 even numbered elements, rotors, oscillators. It's a wave function. And yeah, they very much want to put implants in people, and they want to keep track, and they want to get rid of the dollar bill, because the dollar bill is evidence that it's completely useless and is an illegal currency. It does not say United States note. It says Federal Reserve note. In fact, they've even taken that out.
Yeah.
It's a laundering of guilt, and it's a running away from guilt. People need to find out which congressman voted on that bill that they had 5 minutes to read of 2,400 pages and hold them, arrest them, hold them on charges of treason, hold them on knowing of a treasonous act being committed and a prior treasonous act being committed, not just hold them on charges, and get them out of office or get them out, yank their seat out from under them.
Well, here's a quick audio about brought this up many times in the program.
I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Why are you in office under our receiving a paycheck from us?
Yeah, $400,000.
If he is in office, by the way, he has two lawyers and such to help him read the bill. I mean, he has a staff, and he can use them.
Oh, yeah, and believe me, he has more than that and utilizes that. I mean, he knows, you know, he can't go on the act of deniability that he doesn't know what's going on. That basically constitutes the general public to be able to walk into the White House, set them on fire, cut them into three pieces, reanimate them, and set them on fire again. That's what that just basic common sense equates to. It's like mainstream science. Scientists, people with master's degrees, try to refer to light as a particle. I mean, really, they have to rewrite the books and have stated as such because they were wrong in the first place. Light is all wave. It's just tied to a time domain and energy to mass event. And its specific frequency gives it mass. If light was a particle, it'd break the glass going through the bulb. A three-year-old would tell you that. Would it not?
No, I agree.
You need people with master's degrees to be wrong? It's the same as the White House. It's complete idiots who don't know anything about just basic common sense, basic physics, or basic reality. They're completely insane. And Pelosi is just, I mean, she is just evil, straight up evil, and that they got her to actually spew those lines. The fact that she was even in a political position the next day made me abandon trying to help others or trying to do anything. I mean, banker bailouts was the, see, I'm completely in the right 100%. And those people even turned around and still voted for the guy again. I mean, there is no excuse. It's beyond disgusting. These people are seriously mentally ill or mentally drugged up. You know, it's no wonder during New Year's parade they do all the HAARP or all the chemtrails 7 kilometers on distance. 7 being the number of people on the seventh day the Lord rested, because there was co-creators, people that he created to help. In 7 kilometers from the Rose Bowl, they were mentally drugging them up. And these people are running around like they got a mercury light bulb running 24/7. I mean, they are completely disqualified as human beings or people or anything. It's ridiculous. I can't even cover it. It's
Well, and here's something that a lot of people don't know. This is from the Constitution, Article 1, Section 6. Senators and representatives shall receive compensation for their services and paid out of the Treasury in all cases except treason, felony, or breach of peace, privilege from arrest during the attendance at a session of their respective houses, and in going to and returning from the same for any speech or debate or either the House shall not be subject to arrest. And that's why the Nancy Pelosi and them were able to do insider trading, because they, which also put Martha Stewart in jail.
Right. Arrest Pelosi. I'm going to actually petition to arrest Pelosi when I get off this radio show. In fact, I'm going to fill out a petition. I'm going to petition the White House to recognize that Pelosi is acting in a lawless manner. And or to at least acknowledge that they've acknowledged the petition. And You know, it's basically the only cost-effective thing I can really do at the moment. She is completely insane. She scares the living shit out of me, literally. These people have no common sense. They're going for a very specific targeted agenda. And I recommend people, if they're going to give the cops anything, if a cop is irresponsible enough to walk up to the door and ask for your guns, give them the bullets one at a time at high velocity. If they still stand there after the third bullet passes through their body, they are just simply a belligerent danger to themselves and others, and I recommend taking further action. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and purchase more mercuryless primered ammunition. That ammunition will discharge, and they've started putting mercury back in the primers back in the year 2000 so that they could discharge all the ammo in the people's hands. Go out and purchase mercuryless primers. They do make it. They do make it for a lot of antique and high-end gun owners. Mm-hmm. And that mercury will pulse and vibrate in the presence of gravity generator, and it will discharge. Hence, guns will be useless because there will be no ammunition to shoot.
That also brings up the question, like even in Lane County, why do they have why does Lane County Sheriff have an armored vehicle?
Yeah, they have quite a few, and they've actually cordoned off underground parking structure on the very bottom floor, and they have quite a few armored vehicles. So please do not sell that short. I have a videotape and pictures, by the way. I also have a couple LRAD sound devices.
Oh, what type?
Sound weapons. They actually have some LRAD make you feel like you're set on fire type of weaponry. And the fact that they have one based on the shape and what's in front of it on design to be an extended long-range device over a quarter mile.
I think I've seen somebody in the news service demonstrate the effect of one of those. It feels like, I think it's on the microwave scale, if I remember right, and it does. It feels like you're on fire, and the idea of it was to disperse
17 hertz. Yeah, yeah. There's some other sidebands to it, 17, 19 hertz things to it, and I saw some indication on one of the designs that they have one that is extremely, extremely effective and can do quite a few other things, including bursting internal organs. And not limited to people bleeding profusely out of the ears and nose. This is a particular really nasty one. In fact, this is a 20-year-old technology. This affects all four. Never mind that they're using devices that would tell the DNA to unravel and that people would be reduced to a soup.
Well, sound and frequency is dangerous, especially when you get down to the body's frequency.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I tell everybody, everything is a wave, all matter. The computer desk in front of you, the wooden desk, the laptop, the computer, everything, all atoms are an over-unity device. They are a wave function for teleporting. Things are just converted more into a wave for teleporting. And you know, when you stop that wave action, that atom falls apart. When done in a certain way, it'll have constituents of atoms that'll be indicative of a gravity wave, which would be 80 microns in size, if you understand.
Absolutely.
World Trade Center example on that.
Yeah,
people actually breathe that crap, too.
That's a story in itself. Well, William, we definitely appreciate the call and the information on that. And we'll definitely do some more information about the March 27th. I am seeing a lot of stuff on the internet already about, what happens if the federal government shuts down on the 27th. It'd be kind of interesting and just see what's going to happen. I'm sure that a lot of, even locally here, that a lot of the government's going to take advantage of that as a way to please help us, send us more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I talked about March 27th a year and a half ago on George Norris' Coast to Coast when I sang to him the Wizard of Oz song about what was coming up, and I said that was a hint. And I said, just think along the lines of Three Stooges and the movie industry. And basically splattered my whole name and social security number, my history name, all over the Batman movie in that one scene. I mean, my social security number comes right up. they just plastered. It was kind of honorary and kind of funny, but you know, I talked about that on Coast to Coast on events that were going to be done. And in all honesty, I mean, people got to look at it in the sense that at least nobody died. Yeah. You know, I mean, that was the important thing, and that's why I implemented all that program back in 2000 and stuff, and back in childhood. Was, you know, if timeline events didn't transpire, then we can at least do it without harming anybody. And that was the prime mover to a lot of my development, or to a lot of my behavior. And, you know, think about it this way, at least at Sandy Hook, that people didn't die. You know, a lot of those kids don't even know what's going on, and a lot of them are off-world by now. Or some of them, a couple of them are. Not all, you know, not a lot of them, but some of them weren't even there.
They always said that people don't care unless it affects football.
Yeah, football. Yeah, exactly. And that's who they're targeting, belligerent, egotistical pumpers, basically. I mean, I mean, those are the people that are just mentally drugging in themselves. I mean,
those are the same people that called and complained to the radio stations when at 9/11, when the Twin Towers were being attacked. They were complaining that their shows were preempted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's completely selfish, completely just sociopath. They're just walking sociopaths is what they are. I mean, the belligerent, typical sociopaths, and that's all they are. I don't watch sports. I hate sports. Really, I don't hate sports. I love playing baseball. I don't watch sports on TV because I just don't like the belligerent gang pro logo attachments. You know, CIA used a lot of gang activity, which I was completely against, which was one of the things why I'm coming forward. Mm-hmm. I absolutely despise it. It's just criminals. Just freaking senseless criminals. You know, all the teleporting of drugs that the CIA got kicked out of America in the mid-80s, and they went out to Australia, and, you know, the USA, the government said that they couldn't be doing what they were doing there. And, you know, the reason why they can't find the drugs shipped back from Afghanistan is because they're teleported. They'll never find it in shipments, ever.
Yeah,
that's just not a joke. I mean, this is the real technology of what's behind the scenes and the real prime movers to all the decision making, to a lot of it. And people have to know that.
Money and power is the two biggest things right there.
Money and power. That's right. Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys. Can I listen to the show?
Absolutely. I'd love to
hold. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Wynn, for your call. And we have a line open now, too, 646-721-9887, if you'd like to comment on that or anything else we're talking about today. We have 20 minutes remaining in the program. Cliff?
I'm here. I really am. Just quiet. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. I'm waiting to take some.
I thought maybe you didn't. So... I think we should take an opportunity to give a well, I can't do it because that's never mind. So, continuing on.
That will be interesting, though, like William was saying. The March 27th is a key day. Do go ahead and Google that and speculate because, like you said, I think it's a farce. It's one of those scare tactic things, like you said in the beginning of the program, that they want to affect the individuals, and they want us to push let's go ahead and pass these budgets. Let's pay more taxes to the government, despite the fact that we're suffering ourselves because of the economy. But how else are we going to divvy out and turn in our pop cans?
Well, I don't. This is all just a. Well, I'm not going to comment. I don't believe 90% of what he said. That's why I was so quiet.
Yeah.
I just don't accept it all. So.
Go ahead.
The deadline for the 27th is just nothing but a, you know, they're talking about shutting down the government. Well, they've done this dozens of times before, and it hasn't accomplished anything. They're just talking about doing it again. It doesn't mean anything. The deadline is the 27th, and it may happen, and we may shut down the government, but it's only going to happen for a little while, and we're not going to shut it down for any length of time, because if we did, all these people would be out of a job. And so they're not going to let it happen, period.
Or like I think it was Mark Levin or somebody that says that on Saturday and Sunday, most government services are shut down. How does that directly affect your lives?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, except for, you know, okay, so you, I mean, we've already got furloughs. I forget how many per year they have. Okay, so you shut it down one day a week more.
Yeah, it's not going to make, not good. You know, they're talking about it as if it were going to be for a long time. If that were true, then it would make a difference. But like I say, you're not going to shut the government down for a long time. When you shut the government down, people don't get paid. When people don't get paid, they don't work. And when people don't work, we shut the government down. But people are not going to sit back and not get paid. People are not going to lose their jobs because somebody wants to shut the government down. That's just not going to happen. So consequently, it's not. It may, even if it would last 3 months, it would absolutely amaze me. I very much doubt that it would last a month.
Well, and like I've said before, is that people get involved when it affects them personally. You know, kind of like my apparently not very well explained thing about military budget cuts. Is like when taxes go up or your income goes down, that affects you and your household. I mean, things that already takes two families or two people in the family to pay the bills to begin with. When you start affecting people's paycheck, you start affecting their household. People get mad, and when enough people get mad, this happened actually here in Eugene, where they wanted to put a 5 cent a gallon gas tax, and we said no, and they did it anyways. And there was such an uprising that even the Lane County commissioners came out and said that he's never in his 10 years of being commissioner seen people this mad. And unfortunately, that's what it takes, because otherwise, you know, like I say, our primary, we're a bubble wrap society where the people just sit back, and they, unless it affects them directly, they just ignore everything. They don't care. And the present president is a perfect example of it.
And they didn't do anything about it either, did they?
No. Well, they did. They rallied and got a petition, and it wound up getting passed anyways. But, again, people fall for the sound bites. Like, again, what's held a very popular comment that the government does here is it's for the children.
Well, this business of petition, signing a petition, filling out a petition, making a petition, whatever, unless you can actually get the petition out there, get it signed by enough people, and actually do something with it, then you're still not accomplishing anything. You're not, you know, by putting a thing on the internet and saying, okay, sign this, you're not going to accomplish anything because you have no way of doing anything about it. Once you get a million, let's say, by odd chance, you get a million signatures. What are you going to do with them? These are people on the internet. They're not really people. You know, like it or not, they're not people. Not getting them to sign, you know, something electronically. You've got to get out and to accomplish something with the government, you've actually got to do something physical. You've actually got to get out and encourage people to do something. And that's called... well, it's counteractive. I mean, it's counterproductive, and it's being, well, I'll maybe I better stop. But anyway, it's not accomplishing anything to do it on the internet because that's not real people. You say it is, and real people may have actually done something or clicked on a button to make something happen. Real people did that, but they are anonymous. They are not effectively showing themselves publicly. They're not doing something personally. And so you've accomplished nothing at all until you've gone out and campaigned for them and talked to people and convinced them to go along with what you have to say.
Well, even on that regard, it's whether the powers to be accepted. Like, for example, the White House created this We the People website where if so many people signed the online petition, the White House is supposed to answer it. Well, just about every state in the union went ahead and petitioned the government to succeed. And I have not yet seen a response yet from the
Well, you just said the White House had to answer it. The White House said no.
Well, the White House didn't answer it. I looked for it specifically, especially the one from Texas, because they had the highest number of people signing that petition. And it's also, to my knowledge, the only state in the union that actually in their state constitution gives them the option to secede from the union. And the unless it's hidden in there and I can't find it, I have not seen a response yet from the White House on that.
Well, they didn't say they had to publish it.
They didn't say they had to publish it. Well, that's true. It doesn't say it. Just says they would respond.
So they may have responded and said no.
Yeah. Or just ignored it altogether. But the point.
And by ignoring it, they say no. I mean, again, putting something on the internet is not real. Logic. I mean, like it or not, it's not real. I mean, I can put anything I want to on the internet. I had 17 websites on the internet at one time. They're all gone now. I've taken them all off because they aren't real.
So you mean that it the old rule is that if it's on the internet, it has to be true because you're not allowed to put anything on the internet that's not true?
Yeah, right. That's true. That's like plant it and they shall come.
Exactly. Actually, there's a commercial stating that. I won't go into it much further.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, 12 minutes remaining in the program, 646-721-9887. And again, I'd like to invite people, if you are listening to the program on the archives and would like to comment, again, feel free to send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com.
He mentioned Martha Stewart, or you mentioned Martha Stewart or something. I'm upset with Martha Stewart again. I was basically all for Martha Stewart and her ideas when she first started out with, but she's always trying to come up with some sort of a plan to get around the law, and I'm finding that out now. Right now, she's cooked up a plan to she's got a contract with Macy's to sell her housewares exclusively, right? But she's not satisfied with that. She wants something more. Well, in that contract, it does say that she could go out and build her own store and sell her own store or sell her product in her own store if she wants to. Well, that's okay. If she wants to go out and build thousands of stores, then I'm sure that JCPenney's not going to be upset about that, or Macy's not going to be upset about that. But what she decided to do to get around this whole thing is to go to JCPenney's and say she wants to build a store within their store. She wants to build a store within the JCPenney store so she can sell the product that she couldn't sell otherwise. Well, you know, she's constantly trying to pull something like that to get around the law and to make, you know, do things her way, regardless of what she's signed or done otherwise. So as far as I'm concerned, Martha Stewart is, I wouldn't buy something of Martha Stewart's at any point at this time. I think she should be put back in jail and left there.
Okay. Of course, Martha Stewart's not doing anything different than Starbucks, the store inside the store inside the store.
That's not the problem. She's doing it in spite of a contract that she has signed to do otherwise. In other words, Starbucks doesn't have anything. Nobody has said that they can't do that. Nobody's asked them not to do that. She and Martha Stewart has been asked not to do that, because that's not the letter of the intent. The intent was to sell her store. I mean, they gave her exclusive extent to sell her product in their stores, Macy's did, and now she wants to go on and sell more. Well, she can do it if she wanted to. If she wanted to build a store and sell it, then she could build another store and sell it. She could do that and start her own store and her own big whatever you want to call it. But she wants to jump right in and put them in JCPenney's and use them to do it. And that's the same thing as just selling it at JCPenney's, period. So, and she keeps doing this, trying to pull around, pull little stunts to get around the law and to say she can do things that she's already signed saying she wouldn't do.
So you're saying is what?
I'm saying that she's trying to pull something out of the side of the law. She's trying to bend the law. She's trying to make the law go her way, even though she in other words, you're not going to be able to ever believe in what she. If she came to you and signed a contract saying I want to do something with you, you can't believe it. She'll sign the contract and then she'll go out and do something else anyway. She's not.
Well,
she's not legitimate.
Well, that's up for the contract lawyers to handle, I guess. And she might be back in jail. She might not. Who knows? 646-721-9887. 8 minutes remaining in the program. And, again, like I say, if we have the chat room open if you'd like to join us there. If you missed the program, again, lots of agains. Send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com.
I was just noticing something here that's a little upsetting to me, and it's just kind of not a big-time thing, but when it comes to government employees, there's plenty of news about people being laid off and social workers in Florida and furloughed forest rangers in Minnesota. And yet even right now, while everything is so hard and everything is so tough and money is so hard to come by, we still have thousands of government employees earning over $400,000 a year, which is what the president earns. And I'm talking about a lot of them. Obama pulls down about the $400,000. Texas state employees earned more than 53 of them in Texas earned over $500,000. In New York, 35 employees earned over $400,000. Since the year 2005, the number of federal employees earning $150,000 plus has jumped from 12,399 to 171,689. We are spending way too much money on our federal employees. Why are we doing that? Why are we keep raising their wages and raising their wages? I mean, going from 12,000 to 171,000. I mean, that's ridiculous. We got, and that's making $110,000 or more.
Well, and that's putting, again, the biggest problem, I think, over in D.C., like we were saying earlier, with money and power. It puts them out of touch with the average citizen. Like, for example, 50% of the people in Eugene make a medium average of $50,000 a year. Well, if you're making $1 million a year, you're not going to relate to the fact that you've got to plan months ahead just to go buy tires. You know, you can't relate.
That's right. That's right. Definitely so.
And so when you're thinking about, like, for example, I'll relate back to Eugene again. They're talking about increasing the sewer fees $10 a month. They're saying, hey, it's just a measly $120 a year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're making $100,000 a year, $10 a month is nothing. If you're making minimum wage, $10 a month is a lot of money.
And that's the thing is we have a lot of people making minimum wage. We have a lot more of them making minimum wage than we do having making $170,000 or more. And the thing is we've got a lot of people at this point, unfortunately, making nothing. I mean, our unemployment rate is just absolutely insane at the moment. And those poor people, as long as we've got so many people making $180,000 a year and more, and we're talking about mostly government employees, federal employees that are making that kind of money. And why are they by far why are they being the majority? Why are they so far in the majority? I mean, why are we allowing them to make so much more money than we do?
Well, that's the thing. You know, they're supposed to be our servants as being public employees. It's like...
They aren't serving me well enough for that kind of money.
No, I agree with you. You know, that's what we're saying about this sequential thing, that the government is constantly screaming for money, even locally here, but yet on the other side of the coin, you see how they squander it. You know, I've always said right pocket, left pocket, still the same pair of pants. There's things I'd go without that I would love to have, because I can't say, well, I have the budget to, like I said, to go buy a new computer. Okay, well, yeah, I could say I have the budget to go do that, but I only get one paycheck, and that paycheck's got to be divided up, and if there isn't enough money in my go buy a computer budget versus my I got to go buy food budget or pay for car insurance, guess where it goes? Well, I don't get a new computer.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, we're in the position where our go buy a computer budget is actually shrinking, not growing. So that's, you know, so many people, you know, what are these people who are out of work? What are they doing? Where's their budget going?
Well, look how many people are actually homeless.
Well, that's the sad part, too, is we're not looking at them. We're hiding them somewhere or another. Homeless people and people that are out of work, we're shielding from something, and yet we're letting the people in Washington, D.C. I mean, in Washington, D.C., if you go there and look there, there's big buildings being built constantly. I mean, you see in big cities you have these derricks, these towers up there. They're all over. They're building huge buildings in D.C., and that's the only place. It's the only place in the country where they have such a building, and that's something's wrong. Something's wrong there.
Well, they're also remodeling the White House, too. They're making another Oval Office.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't – they didn't say the reason for that.
Well, we really need one, you know.
We
do need one really bad because, I mean, heavens, this one's old.
Yeah, and you never know. Somebody might actually occupy it.
Really? Or even go in there to think.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be amazing.
I'm surprised. Well, I'm not going to say it because that's racist. But I'll say it anyway because I've already opened it up. Is that the White House is offensive because of its name.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Changes to the Black House.
Well, that's offensive too.
Very. That's why I said it.
Okay, do we have any beige people in the world?
Yeah, me.
You're beige?
I'm beige. I mean, I must be beige. I'm Heinz 57. I have a little of everything in me.
Well, okay, beige. Well, unfortunately, beige, we're out of time.
Really? Okay. Well, it's an interesting that we got off on this subject. What a day.
At any rate, thank you very much for calling, and we'll be back again next week, same time, 1 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. I hope you'll join us. And again, the emails, talk@krbnradio.com. And Cliff and I will be back next week.
And once again, this today should prove to you that we'll talk about anything.
That's right. And we'll go any direction. Remember, March 27th, we'll see you next week. Bye.
To check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.